Coffee Break Portuguese, Lesson 19. Olá, bem-vindos a mais uma aula de Coffee Break Portuguese. This is Lesson 19, aula 19. Eu sou o Rafael.
E eu sou a Eva.
Tudo bem, Eva?
Sim, tudo bem. E você, como está hoje?
Estou muito bem, sim. Obrigado. So, Eva, I have a question for you.
Okay.
So my question is, gosta de viajar?
Ah, viajar?
Sim, viajar. Ir para cidades e países diferentes.
Ah, sim. Gosto de viajar, sim.
Então, hoje vamos falar de transportes públicos, public transportation. E vamos também comprar bilhetes de viagem, travel tickets.
Ah, ótimo!
Muito bem, vamos lá então.
Okay, so as Rafael told us, today we're talking about traveling, viajar.
Yeah, viajar, to travel.
Okay, and we're talking about public transport, travel tickets, yeah, all those useful things that you're going to need when you're traveling around a new place.
And before we get started, let's do a review of what we covered in lesson 18.
Sounds good, which was all about giving and understanding directions.
That's right. So I have a question that I would like the listeners to translate, and you as well, Eva.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few instructions that I would also like everyone to try to translate.
Okay, sounds good.
So the question is, can you tell me how I can get to the station?
Okay, we'll have a think about this. So can you tell me how I can get to the station? I think we could say, pode me dizer como posso ir para a estação?
Pode me dizer como posso ir para a estação? That's right.
Okay, a estação was a piece of vocabulary we learnt back when we were talking about places in the town. We haven't talked about that in a while, but I'm sure that'll be relevant to today's episode.
Mm-hmm. And here we're talking about any station.
Ah, yeah. Okay, so it could be a bus station, could be a train station.
Could be. So a few instructions now. Let's see. So the first one is go straight ahead.
So if we're giving this as an instruction to somebody, I think we could say va em frente.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, go straight on. Or I guess we had the idea of continuing straight on. Could we also say siga em frente?
Sim. So we could say va em frente or siga em frente.
Okay.
Next one. Turn right, turn left.
Okay. So if we're telling somebody to turn, we're saying vire. So vire à direita, or turn right.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be vire à esquerda, or turn left.
Vire à direita and vire à esquerda.
Okay.
One more. Cross the square.
So our verb to cross was atravessar.
Yep.
So if we're telling somebody to cross the square, could we say atravesse a praça?
Atravesse a praça. Mm-hmm. One final instruction here.
Okay.
Turn left on the corner.
Hmm. Now, our word for the corner, I think, was a esquina?
Mm-hmm, a esquina.
Okay, so if we're turning left on the corner, would this be vire à esquerda na esquina?
Vire à esquerda na esquina. Muito bem.
Okay, that's come back to me.
So, are you ready to get started on today's topic?
Yeah, vamos lá.
Vamos lá. So, we're talking about transporte público, public transportation. but also traveling by car and on foot and so on.
Okay.
We're going to need the verb to go, and we already know this verb.
Ah, yeah, this is ir.
Ir. And then we need the preposition de, so ir de, to go by, followed by the transport.
Okay.
Okay, so for example, car, which is carro, ir de carro, to go by car.
Ir de carro.
Mm-hmm. So let's have a look at a list of modes of transport here.
Okay.
So we start with train, which in Brazil, it's called trem.
So to go by train, would that be ir de trem?
Ir de trem. And in Portugal, train is called comboio.
Comboio.
If we're talking about a bus in Brazil, we're talking about ônibus. So if I were to say I go by bus, I would say vou de ônibus.
Vou de ônibus.
Mm-hmm. In Portugal, a bus is called autocarro.
Okay, so it would be vou de autocarro.
That's right. The next option here is airplane. So that would be avião. So vou de avião.
Vou de avião.
Mm-hmm.
So I go by plane.
Yep. And we also have the word for subway or underground. Mm. So in Brazil, we call it metrô.
Metrô.
Mm-hmm. And in Portugal, it's called metro.
I remember talking about these before, actually, because they sound very similar. Let's hear them side by side again.
Metrô and metro.
So metrô or metro.
That's right.
So it's just a difference of emphasis.
Yeah. So all modes of transport are preceded by de.
Mm.
Okay. So de trem, de carro, de ônibus, de metrô, and so on, except if you're going by foot.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So in this case, ir a pé. So a pé.
Mm, yeah, we have seen this as well in giving directions. So ir a pé.
Mm-hmm.
Go by foot.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so Eva, could you say in Portuguese, can I get to the supermarket by metro?
Okay, I'll have a little think about this. So to say, can I get to the supermarket by metro? Based on what we were learning in the last episode, I think this could be something like, posso ir para o supermercado de metro? Or de metro?
Mm-hmm. Posso ir para o supermercado de metro?
Okay.
Now, of course, for most of these cases, you need to buy a ticket.
Mm.
A ticket is bilhete. Bilhete.
Bilhete?
Bilhete. If you're buying two tickets, dois bilhetes.
Dois bilhetes.
That's it. Okay, so of course you could say a bus ticket. So, bilhete de ônibus.
Bilhete de ônibus.
Mm-hmm. Or a train ticket in Portugal, bilhete de comboio.
Bilhete de comboio.
Okay. So, a train ticket to somewhere.
Ah.
Okay, let's think of a city here. Coimbra in Portugal. So, how would you say a train ticket to Coimbra?
A train ticket to Coimbra, would that be bilhete de comboio para Coimbra?
Okay. Bilhete de comboio para Coimbra. Now, if you want to buy the ticket, what you say at the desk is exactly that. But don't forget to add the word in Portuguese for I'd like.
Ah, so could I just say, queria bilhete de comboio para Coimbra, por favor.
Sim, good.
Okay, straightforward enough.
Okay, and then the person might ask you, para quando?
Ah, is that for when?
For when.
Para quando?
Mm-hmm. You can say for today.
Para hoje.
For tomorrow.
Para amanhã.
Para amanhã. Okay. For next week.
Ooh. Now, next. Ah, that was próxima.
Mm-hmm.
So, para a próxima semana.
Okay. Para a próxima semana.
Okay.
And so we have the question, para quando? The other question you might be asked is type of ticket.
Mm.
So is it a single ticket, which might be called bilhete simples?
Bilhete simples?
But also bilhete de ida.
Bilhete de ida.
De ida. That means like only going, right?
So yeah, one way.
Yeah, just okay. Going. A return ticket, it's called bilhete de ida e volta.
Okay, so we've got the de ida part from the one way, but then we've got e volta, so that's the coming back, is it?
Yeah.
So bilhete de ida e volta.
Okay. So how would you ask for a return ticket to Rio de Janeiro?
Okay, so a return ticket to Rio de Janeiro would be bilhete de ida e volta para o Rio de Janeiro.
Para o Rio de Janeiro, of course. Rio de Janeiro is one of those exceptions that require an article before the name of the city.
Yeah, so just like, yeah, o Rio de Janeiro or o Porto,
mm-hmm.
o Recife.
O Recife, yes, well remembered.
Okay, so the Rio de Janeiro.
So now let's look at questions that you might ask as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably ask, at what time does the bus leave, for example?
That would probably be useful to know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So at what time is a que horas? A que horas?
Yeah, we've come across this once before, I think. So a que horas? At what time?
Yeah, and then we're going to use the verb partir. So when we conjugate it into the third person singular, parte.
Ah, is that the word for leaves?
Leaves, yes.
So, a que horas parte o trem, for example?
Mm-hmm. So, a que horas parte o trem para Paris?
Okay, so yeah, at what time does the train for Paris leave?
Mm-hmm. Another way of asking the same question with the same meaning is using the verb sair, which means to leave.
Ah, what does partir mean then?
To depart.
Ah, okay. So depart or leave.
Yeah. So sair, then we're going to say sai. So o trem sai. So a que horas sai o trem para Paris?
A que horas sai o trem para Paris?
Okay. So we know departure times now.
Mm-hmm.
And another question you might want to ask is, at what time does the bus that you are taking arrive in the place you're going to?
Yeah, okay.
So, for example, at what time does the bus arrive in Paris?
Hmm.
A que horas chega o autocarro em Paris?
Okay, so you're using chega?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean arrive?
Yeah, so o autocarro chega.
Ah, so the bus arrives.
Mm-hmm.
So, a que horas chega o autocarro em Paris?
In Paris.
So, what time does the bus arrive in Paris?
Mm-hmm. Think of a similar situation, but now you are waiting for a bus coming from Paris.
Mm, so, you may be collecting somebody from the station.
Mm-hmm. And what is the preposition that we use to express this idea of coming from somewhere?
Ah, so, are you saying instead of a que horas chega o autocarro em Paris? Are we going to change that em to G?
Yeah, preposition de, which expresses origin.
Yeah, like you'd say, sou de Portugal.
Mm-hmm, exatamente.
So, a que horas chega o autocarro de Paris?
Yeah.
What time does the bus from Paris arrive?
Okay, good.
Okay, makes sense. Now, to answer this question, we haven't really talked about time yet and telling the time, but what are some answers we might hear to this for somebody giving the time that something departs or something arrives?
Yeah, so for services like that, we are going to use the 24-hour clock.
Mm-hmm.
And the time will be given in like specific numbers, okay? So for example, they're going to say that the train leaves at 2:23.
Okay.
So we know all those numbers.
Yeah.
What we need to know is what words do we need to say that?
Yep. Always useful to know what words to use.
So the word for at in the context of telling the time is a in the singular form and as in the plural form.
Ah, what do you mean by when do we use the singular, when do we use the plural?
So of course, if it's at 1 a.m., we're going to say a uma hora.
Ah, a uma hora.
A uma hora. If we're talking about 2 a.m., as duas horas.
Ah, so there we're using the plural as because there are 2 hours.
Yeah.
So as duas horas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's clear in Portuguese that we're talking about 2 in the morning because we're thinking about the 24-hour clock.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
So if we're talking about 1 p.m., we would say the number 13.
Hmm.
So as 13 horas.
As 13 horas.
Okay. What about 2:05 p.m.?
2:05 p.m. So
at 2:05 p.m.
Okay, that would be as 14 horas and then
e 5.
Ah, e 5.
Yeah. You can stop there. You don't need to say 5 minutes. You can, but we don't normally do that. As 14 horas e 5 minutos. Okay.
Okay, but we don't need the minutos. Yeah.
In fact, we don't even need to say horas. We can just say as 14 e 5.
Ah, that's quite straightforward. Okay, so as 14 e 5.
Mm-hmm. How about 2:15 p.m.?
That would be as 14 e 15.
Okay, and there are other ways to express this, but for now, let's stick to this one.
Okay, I like this one. It's nice and straightforward, so we can stick with that for now.
What if we're talking about 9:30 in the morning?
I think that would be as 9 horas y 30 minutos, mm-hmm. or just simply as 9 y 30.
Mm-hmm. Just be careful the pronunciation there of 30. 30.
Ah, 30.
That's it.
Rather than 30.
Yeah.
30.
So as 9:30.
As 9:30.
Okay, let's put this in a sentence then. Let's try to say the train arrives at 11:45.
Okay, I'll have a think about this. So the train arrives at 11:45. Is this AM or PM?
Oh, AM.
Okay. So that would be o trem or o comboio chega às 11:45.
Nice. O trem ou o comboio chega às 11:45.
Okay.
Last one.
Okay.
Promise. Let's talk about the airplane. So the plane departs at 10:55 p.m.
Okay, I'll have a think about this. So the plane was o avião. So o avião parte às 22:55.
Muito bem. O avião parte às 22:55. And it's good that you remembered to use the number 2 in the feminine, duas, because we're talking about horas, né? Which is a feminine word.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, good. There are 2 cases here that should be highlighted, which is midday and midnight.
Ah, yeah, okay.
We refer to them quite often. So midday or lunchtime, o meio-dia.
O meio-dia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And midnight, a meia-noite. A meia-noite.
A meia-noite.
Mm-hmm. So to say the bus arrives at midday?
That would be o ônibus or o autocarro chega o meio-dia.
Okay, almost. The only thing you forgot there is the preposition. So, chegar a que horas? So, the preposition a.
Ah.
At what time?
Okay, so I'm going to have to combine the a with the o, mm-hmm. meio-dia.
Mm-hmm.
O ônibus or o autocarro chega ao meio-dia?
Okay.
Okay, well, there's a lot to think about there.
And the same for midnight.
Yeah, and when a, the preposition, is combined with a, the word for the, it's just a with the accent, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so if I wanted to say the plane arrives at midnight, could we say o avião chega à meia-noite?
Mm-hmm. O avião chega à meia-noite. So this combination of the preposition a with the article is also, you know, taking place when we are saying at 1 p.m., for example, no? Because we're saying at the 1 hour, at the 2 hours.
Ah, okay. I pictured this as just being at 1 hour, but it's at the 1 hour.
Yeah.
So with the A with the accent. Mm-hmm. Okay. And when we're saying, yeah, for the plural ones, at the 3 hours, then?
Yeah. As três horas. The sound, the pronunciation doesn't change.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, so we don't need to worry about it too much.
And it's time for our break. And we'll be back with a dialogue where we're going to buy a ticket.
Okay, sounds good. Até já.
Olá. It's Mark from Coffee Break here. I hope you're enjoying learning Portuguese through these episodes, but I thought you might like to know that we have a full online course available, which includes extra resources to accompany each lesson of Coffee Break Portuguese. Our online course includes a video version of each lesson, bonus audio episodes, and written lesson notes. To find out how you can access the course and get the most out of Coffee Break Portuguese, just visit coffeebreakportuguese.com.
Estamos de volta. We're back.
Sim, estamos de volta.
Muito bem. And now we'll hear from Catarina in the cafezinho segment of this episode.
Olá, Catarina.
Bom dia a todos. Hello again. And welcome back to O Cafezinho com Catarina. One of my roles here on Coffee Break Portuguese is to help you understand the small differences, as pequenas diferenças, in the way in which the language is used in different parts of the world. Today, we'll be learning about another place where you'll be able to practice your Portuguese, Açores, or the Azores, as we say in English. The Azores are an amazing group of islands where, I have to say, you may find the local variety of Portuguese quite difficult, with an interesting accent and dialect. The Azores are an amazing destination for outdoors activities, atividades ao ar livre, including hiking, caminhadas, diving, mergulho, and whale watching, observação de baleias. As 9 ilhas vulcânicas estão no Oceano Atlântico. The 9 volcanic Azores Islands are in the Atlantic and are an autonomous region of Portugal, uma região autónoma de Portugal. But they are far from the mainland. Along with Madeira and the Canary Islands, they are part of Macaronesia, an area of islands where the Gulf Stream has a special impact on the flora and fauna. The Azores have a mild climate, um clima ameno, with temperatures rarely below freezing, raramente abaixo de 0 graus Celsius, or above 30 degrees, ou acima de 30 graus Celsius. There is a lot of rain all year around. Há muita chuva durante todo o ano. And lush vegetation, vegetação verde e vibrante. Believe it or not, the Azores play a very important role in the weather experience, not only in Portugal, but even in the UK. This is because of a semi-permanent subtropical Atlantic anticyclone. That's quite a mouthful. Called the Azores High, Anticiclone dos Açores. Variations in atmospheric pressure in the North Atlantic, as variações na pressão atmosférica no Atlântico do Norte, result in changes to the climate in Azores, and by extension have a variety of effects on the weather in much of coastal Western Europe. So, for example, we've had sunshine, sol, here in the UK for the past 2 weeks, nas últimas 2 semanas. And that's more than likely to mean that the weather in Portugal is rainy. O tempo está chuvoso em Portugal. In the early 15th century, Portuguese navigators, os navegadores portugueses, discovered the Azores uninhabited, and colonization started in 1439, with mostly migrants from mainland Portugal. The history and culture, a história e a cultura of the Azores are rich, having been shaped by inhabitants from Portugal, Flanders, Morocco, and Israel, as well as pirates and adventurers. The Azores were strategic in the past due to their location and still are, as they make the link between the American continent, America, and Europe, Europa. If you're interested in finding out about an interesting event which took place in Azores and trying to understand some of the local accent, make sure you check out the Netflix series Turn Off the Tide or Rabo de Peixe in Portuguese. And there are many documentaries and travelogues featuring this beautiful and fascinating destination on YouTube. I hope you've enjoyed today's cafezinho, and I'll be back again soon with another one. For now, é tudo por hoje. Muito obrigada e até breve.
Obrigada, Catarina.
So, Eva, let's try this dialogue now.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be the person working at the train station, na estação de comboio. Saying comboio here because the idea is that we are in Portugal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, estamos na estação de comboio em Portugal.
In Portugal. And you're buying a ticket to Braga, which is in the north of Portugal.
Braga.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nice place to visit.
Ah, good to know.
Okay.
Boa tarde. Queria bilhete para Braga, por favor.
Quero bilhete de ida ou ida e volta?
Ida e volta.
Para quando?
Para hoje. E a que horas parte o próximo comboio?
O próximo, às 14 horas.
Pode ser. Quanto custa o bilhete?
O bilhete de ida e volta para Braga hoje, às 14 horas, custa 23 euros e 90 cêntimos.
Obrigada.
De nada.
Okay, so I think we've managed to buy a ticket there. It was a return ticket. Bilhete de ida e volta para Braga. A ticket for Braga. And I think you told me that the next train leaves at 14 horas.
Mm-hmm. So, o próximo comboio.
The next train, and it was leaving at 2 in the afternoon.
2 in the afternoon. 14 horas.
And the cost of the train ticket, could we hear that again?
O bilhete custa 23 euros e 90 cêntimos.
So that's 23 euros and 90 cents.
That's right.
Okay, muito bem.
Muito bem. É tudo por hoje. So, next time, we're going to be doing a review from lesson 11 to lesson 19, where we discuss so many different topics, ordering drinks at a cafe, eating in a restaurant, going shopping, going to the market, and giving directions.
Yeah, we've done a lot. Yeah, that will be good to do a look back over all the topics we've covered and, yeah, see how much we can remember. For now, don't forget that you can find out more about the full course version of Coffee Break Portuguese by going to coffeebreakportuguese.com.
And follow us on social media. It's Coffee Break Portuguese on Facebook and Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
Yeah, and in both of those places, we post regular language learning content to help you continue learning Portuguese on your coffee break.
Até a próxima.
Tchau.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.